gonna get energized now. Do a song from that album, Honey Hush.
Come on in.
dream. They got everything. Like a driving car. Hypnotized with everything.
I love her. And I need her. I feel her.
Yeah, it's a man who came. All right. Hold tight. I'm a happy star. Nobody gonna take my girl. She got everything. I can move in lips. Body control everything.
I love her and I need her. I see it.
Yeah, she turns me on. Alright, hold tight. I'm a happy star. It's got everything, like a driving power.
that was Purple, of course. That was Highway Star off of Deep Purple in Concert, which was a BBC-produced album. The BBC used to have a show called In Concert. So that was from March 9th, 1972, which is, I don't know, 6 months or so before the Made in Japan album was recorded. So think about it. Before that, Foghat, Honey Hush, off of Foghat Live from 77. And that album went double platinum. And I like to compare the live Honey Hush with Aerosmith's live Train Kept a Rollin', which came out in 78 and only went single platinum. So there you go. I prefer the Foghat. It's more strictly boogie. It's got much better guitar playing and it's faster. But Aerosmith had, you know, sort of like more of the swagger, a little more hard rock. It's a heavier song, but I don't think it's as good. So there. Before that, we were in Norway for Aunt Mary. We heard I Wish I Could. That was live recorded by Swedish Radio in 1971. The Funkees from Nigeria gave us Dancing in the Nude, always good advice. That's off of Point of No Return from 1974, and we started the set off way back when, back in Sweden with November, and we heard Mina Fotspar Filisarvatten, which apparently means my footprints are filled with water. And that came off their album, number 2, letter small A. So I guess it's called 2A. And that's from 1971. And we are at 10:22 here on Classic Rock Mine on WMFO Medford. So I can't do the math, but that's got to be more than a half hour. I just make this stuff up as I go along, kids. All right, we are going to the UK. The year is 1972, and the band sounds like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
Like me. Thank you.
many, many things. Good things. Very good things. Sweet things. Strange things. My mind has wings.
Sandor, Sandor, who taught me love? Sandor, Sandor, heavens above. They could all learn something from your love.
Thank you.
Eric Burden and the Animals, featuring Andy Summers on guitar. Andy Summers was a member of the Animals for 1968, and he's on that song. He's that great guitar playing in there. You'd never know it from the Police. But boy, could he play guitar. That was Ring of Fire off the Love Is album, which was a double album that they put out in 68. Ring of Fire was a single, and it went nowhere. And I think it should have. I think that is a really cool cover. Before that, one year earlier in 1967, we heard Eric Burden and the Animals' A Girl Named Sandoz. That was the B-side to When I Was Young. And, of course, that was about Sandoz, the manufacturer of LSD, and I believe it was Sweden. Chicken Bones from Germany gave us Feeling, and that's off of Hard Rock in Concert from 1975, which was not a live album. Yeah, what are you going to do? Pancake, also from Germany, also from 75, gave us Long Life. That's off their album Roxy Elephant. I can't make this up, kids. And we started the set off way back when with Baby Bertha. Yes, Baby Bertha from the UK. They gave us Looking for Somebody off of Just the Beginning from 1972. We are looking at less than 15 minutes left. We're going to Australia. Dig it and dig it deep.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
That was Pink Fairies with Raceway. That's off their last album, Kings of Oblivion, which came out in 73. Larry Wallace was the guitar player on that, and he ended up in Motorhead, the original version of Motorhead. Before that, Tarantula from Spain gave us Es Demasiado, which I did not translate because I'm a naughty DJ. That's off their album 2, which was their second album. Not Tarantula 2, 2. That was from 78, and we started that brief set off in Australia with Masters Apprentices, an awesome, awesome band. Everybody should go out, Google it, buy their stuff, or just keep listening to my show. We heard The Lesson, So Listen, off A Toast to Panama Red, as I said, from 72, because when else would you name an album A Toast from Panama Red, except, I don't know, maybe 1966, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 73 blah, 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 2024. Woo! All right, that was the program, gang. I will be back next Saturday, as I have been saying most recent weeks. If anyone knows anybody I can network with to write a book about the kind of music that I play on the show, I'd love to do like a music encyclopedia, a record guide, something like that for all the bands, because so many people don't know these bands and they should. I leave you with some Electric Prunes. Dig it and dig it deep. Bye.